It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kid Rock isn't really running for office. He broke the news in an interview yesterday. He said, "No, I'm not running for Senate. Are you blanking kidding me? Who couldn't figure that out?" He said that the whole thing was just a publicity stunt for his new album, Sweet Summer Sugar. He said that the fake campaign was the worst advice I ever gave myself, but it's been the most creative thing I've ever done, and I got to see everybody's true colors. The singer also said that he won't be doing more interviews due to his distrust of the press, especially the, quote, left-wing media, including the New York Times, which he called, quote, a little bit gay.
Just a little, not full on.
I don't even know what that means. Fergie got emotional on the Wendy Williams show, talking about her divorce with Josh Duhamel.
All right, fine. I love Josh. He's the father of my child. Okay. We forever have that project together, and we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. Okay, he is good looking.
You made me cry.
You chose really well.
What I think is funny is that as soon as Wendy pulled up the hot photo of her now ex-husband, she starts crying like, girl, I'd be crying too if I had to divorce that.
I wish I still was with that.
Mark Wahlberg is hoping God will forgive him for playing a well-endowed porn star in Boogie Nights 20 years ago. He told the Chicago Tribune that he hopes God is a movie fan and forgiving because he says he's made some poor choices in the past. When he was asked if he's prayed for forgiveness for any of his movies, Wahlberg listed Boogie Nights. Demi Lovato played a game called Sorry or Not Sorry on Ellen DeGeneres' show and revealed whether she's sorry for things based on situations in her life.
I'm going to weigh in on different scenarios and decide whether you should be sorry or not sorry for them. Snoring on airplanes. Not sorry. Showing skin. Not sorry. Twitter feuds. Sorry. Flashing underboob. Not sorry. PDA. Not sorry. Well, it depends on how much PDA. Sometimes I can be sorry. Most of the time it's not sorry.
What's your thought, Alex? Like, if you were going to do something, would you flash cleavage or underboob?
Cleavage.
See, I think most guys like underboob.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Underboob is not attractive.
Oh my. Can we put a boob poll up?
Kate Winslet portrays a deeply troubled housewife in Woody Allen's new film Wonder Wheel. She carries on an affair with a self-absorbed lifeguard played by Justin Timberlake under the nose of her husband. Regarding a recent co-star, she was asked, "Did you enjoy having an on-screen affair with Justin Timberlake?" She said, "Well, we shared a trailer. We had a thin partition wall between us. I could hear him going number one in the morning and singing to himself, and I loved it." Khalid says the incident where a fan grabbed Harry Styles' crotch during a concert was inappropriate and disrespectful.
I think it's definitely inappropriate. I feel like as a performer, you do your best job to make everybody happy, and I feel like he got taken advantage of. He's such a nice person, and I mean, man or woman, nobody deserves to be disrespected that way.
Kim Kardashian has shot down the rumor that she and her husband Kanye West are expecting twins. On Monday, Kim tweeted, "Anyone know who makes the best double stroller?" The tweet sent many fans believing that the couple is having twins. Kim responded yesterday saying, "I have two kids, people." Pink's new album, Beautiful Trauma, debuted with the most first-week album sales by a female artist in 2017. The album sold 408,000 albums in its first week, with 384,000 coming from traditional album sales. Her last album was 2012's The Truth About Love, which also debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. And Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez recently spent time together at her house.
What?
Yeah, they were with friends. She's still dating The Weeknd, but the get-together at her house was not a secret. They had mutual friends there, too. The Weeknd was supposed to be aware of it, or supposedly aware of it. The only reason he wasn't there is because he's on tour. Justin was at her house with their friends until about midnight, and there was nothing romantic going on. Sources say they're just friends, at least for now.
Yeah, right.
That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check out the garbage at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, so you can check that out. Just go ahead and give us a follow, and you will see that.